guideline given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And Allah ta'ala has warned us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي. Oh, you believe, you must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adopt the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we should not die but in the state of Islam. Meaning, on the last moment when you are departing from this dunya, on your lip should be kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How it will happen? Through the amal, through the actions, and through the taqwa and piety. Right? So this is the warning given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure you have to make lifetime effort. Allah is not only Ramadan, but wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Allah Ta'ala said, keep on worshipping, keep on obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until your last moment, until the death approaches you. So my brothers and sisters, what is the taqwa? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, what is the meaning of taqwa? It is mentioned in the hadith, the meaning of taqwa, أَيُّعْطَى وَلَا يُؤْسَى. That you must obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, constantly, day and night. وَلَا يُؤْسَى. And you should not commit any sin deliberately, intentionally, knowingly. That should not happen. This is not an attribute of the believer. This is not the habit of the mu'min. He does not commit sin deliberately. Yes, by mistake it happens. Immediately he regrets and repents. This is the quality of the believer. So what is the meaning of taqwa? أَن يُعْطَى وَلَا يُعْصَى. All the time obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't disobey, don't commit any sin, don't violate any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't transgress any hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُذْكَرُ وَلَا يُنْسَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be remembered. It's very hard, but it is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be remembered all the time. وَلَا يُنْسَى. And it should not be forgiven. Meaning, in our daily lives, in our daily activities, whatever we are doing, awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be there. Before we do anything, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I am doing, it is correct, it is allowed in Sharia, or it is against of Sharia. Am I going to commit any sin by doing this? And if it's contrary to the Sharia, the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately we refrain ourselves. Abstain from that. Stay away from that thing. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. Yuzkaru wa la yunsa. This is the taqwa. Taqwa is the whole time, all the time, day and night. Whatever we are doing, awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be there. Alam ya'lam. بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. He doesn't know that Allah is watching him. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is with you wherever you are going. Whatever you are doing, Allah is aware of it. And wherever you are moving, you may be away from your family, for your friend, for your parents, but Allah will be there. Allah's angels will be there. So if you have this awareness, and it is very hard to adopt it, but we have to adopt it. And if you have this adoption of the taqwa all the time, constantly, then that is the sign, that is the definition, and that is the great achievement of taqwa. By doing this, it means we have adopted the taqwa. We are following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way it's supposed to be. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us such a great month. So whatever good actions we were doing, we should continue after Ramadan. And whatever bad things we are abstaining and staying away, we should continue doing that after Ramadan also. We should stay away and we should abstain from all those haram things. May Allah give us ability and tawfiq for that. The hadith which I have recited, it is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set up some system of purification for us. We are committing sin. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمُ خَتَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَتَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Every human being, other than Anbiya alayhi salam and prophets of Allah, they are ma'soom, sinless, protected by Allah. We all are sinful. Every human being is sinful. Kullu bani adam khata'un. He is going to make mistake. He is going to commit a sin. Wa khairul khata'in at-tawwabun. But best sinner, best a person who is doing the mistake in committing sin is that one. After committing sin, he does not continue. Immediately stops, regrets and repents. Ask forgiveness. And Allah is there. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. No matter how great sinner you are, Allah's mercy, the doors of mercy are wide open. Allah is just looking forward for your repentance, for your cry, for your regret, and for your commitment, and your acceptance. Yes, I did wrong. Ya Allah, please forgive me. I shouldn't do it. I have done it. Please forgive me. You are the only one who forgive. So there are system Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set up. One system is only daily basis. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-salawatul khams, daily prayers will remove your sins. If you pray Fajr Salah and you come for Zuhar Salah, in between whatever sins you have committed, all the sins are forgiven. And if you go back to the market, to the job, you commit some more sins. When you come back for the Asr Salah, between Zohar and Asr, that all sins are forgiven. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept 5 salah in 24 hours to keep on forgiving our sins. Whatever violations we are doing, knowingly and unknowingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep on forgiving. So on daily basis, we are getting clean and pure. That's why in one of the examples Rasulullah has given in Hadith, what you think about the person who has 5 streams or rivers between him and the job place, and is taking bath in every river, every stream. By the time he comes home, is there any dirt remain on his body or in his clothes? Sahaba said, no, because he's taking shower or bath 5 times. There will be no dirt remain. Rasulullah said, this is the example of 5 salah. If you constantly, regularly, on time, if you pray these 5 time prayers, you know, then all the sins from Fajr till Isha, all the sins will be forgiven. Then Rasulullah says, "Wal Jum'atu ilal Jum'ati," weekly basis. From this Friday to that Friday, if you perform this Friday with the congregation and you go to the next Friday and you perform next Friday with the congregation, whatever between 7 days and nights you have committed sins, Allah will forgive that sins. So this purification happens on weekly basis. Then Rasulullah said, Ramadan wa ila Ramadan. From one Ramadan to the next Ramadan. That yearly purification system. Mukaffiratul lima baynahuma. All 5 times salah. One Jummah to next Jummah. One Ramadan to next Ramadan. Mukaffiratul lima baynahuma. These all are forgiven. Becomes kafara. Emancipation from our sins. For whole year. From this Ramadan to next Ramadan. But what is the condition? If he has been abstained and refrained from the committing kabair, major sins. Major sins are not forgiven by salah. Major sins are not forgiven by Jummah. Major sins are not forgiven by Ramadan. For that, you require a repentance and sincere tawbah. Until you don't make tawbah, Allah will not remove that sin. Allah will not delete or erase. For that, the requirement is that, condition is that you must make sincere tawbah. So my brothers and sisters, may Allah give us tawfiq to accept whatever ibadat we have done during the month of Ramadan, fasting and all the ibadat, may Allah accept. The one important thing, my brothers and sisters, is Sadqatul Fitr. As in this year, Sadqatul Fitr is $7. Today is last day, we have to pay it before we proceed to the Salatul Eid. If we sight the moon tonight, it can be Eid tomorrow or maybe on Sunday, Allah knows best. Because Saudi already declared the Eid will be on Sunday. There is very slim chances of sighting the moon crescent of Shawwal tonight. But we are going to make all the efforts to get information from different countries and states. And if you get the authentic news, inshallah, we'll let you know. And those brothers and sisters who do not have the email address, please send it to me so I can add it to our member list so you can get the news as soon as, inshallah, we will get the news and we will put it on the email. So Number one thing, my brothers and sisters, we should pay our Sadaqatul Fitr. We have put the box outside the masjid, the wooden box. You can bring your Sadaqatul Fitr and drop it in there. Today is last day or last chance. Second thing, my brothers and sisters, istighfar abundantly, because end of the salah, we said, this was sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. End of the salah, used to say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Did he do anything wrong? No. The way he's supposed to pray salah, we did not pray. The concentration, the devotion, the khushu and khuzu were required. We never fulfilled that requirement. We did not pronounce the tajweed correctly. The words of the Holy Quran, the surah whichever we have recited. So many mistakes happened during the salah. That's why at the end of the salah, we should say three times, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So during the month of Ramadan, so many things happen from us. You know, as we are human beings, we are full of sins. So we did not respect the Ramadan, is supposed to be respected. We did not honor the Ramadan, is supposed to be honored. It comes in the riwayat, the Ramadan goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he praises and intercedes on the Yawmul Qiyamah that, oh Allah, this person has took care of me very well. So please forgive him. I make him stand, you know, awake, the Quran and the Siyam will be interceding on the Yawmul Qiyamah. On the other hand, if we neglect it and let it go and we still committed sin, may Allah forgive all of us. So this same Ramadan is going to complain against us. So we should be very, very careful about it, that we should not, Ramadan should not give bad report about us in front of Allah. Allah knows everything. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. But this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan will go back and give him report back. No, this person did not care. This sister did not care of me. So it should not happen. So that's why we should make abundant istighfar. And think about death, my brothers. The third point is, like as Ramadan began, and now Ramadan is ending. Our life is began. We were born, we became mature, we became older. Now we're going to die. As Ramadan is finishing, completing, it is giving us lesson of our death, reminding us of our death. The day will come, you will also finish. You will also die. You will also be completed, your worldly life. So think of, ponder of your death and prepare for your death. And then my brothers and sisters, what we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly for granting us all the abilities and all the strength and all the tawfiq to do good actions in amal. Man tawadha lillahi rafa'ahu Allah, whoever humble himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status in hereafter. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting all these opportunities, and whatever sins we have committed, we should make istighfar for that. May Allah accept our ibadat, our siyam, our qiyam, tilawat of the Quran, and zikrullah, and whatever dua we made for ourselves and for our family and entire ummah. May Allah accept the duas. May Allah remove this corona from the whole world. May Allah grant the cure to all those sick people, and may Allah grant forgiveness for those who have died and passed away and departed from this dunya. Those who have lost the job, Allah Ta'ala grant them the job and increase their risk and sustenance. Those who do not have awlad and children, may Allah grant them pious children. And those children who people have, may Allah make them obedient to their parents. There are a lot of duas, brothers and sisters, we have to make. And this is the last few moments we have left now. We should utilize it in correct manner. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Now, finally, a couple of advices that inshallah, if we're going to get the news tonight, we will inform the brothers, and then it will be 8 tomorrow. As I mentioned, the masjid are closed. We were not able to perform Salatul Eid at the masjid, unfortunately. So, as I mentioned before also, yesterday also, for the Eid Salah, we need at least 4 adults, 1 imam and 3 musalli behind him. Then the sister and mothers and sister and children can follow. But it's required at least 4 adults, male. If you don't have 4 adults, male, then you cannot pray Salatul Eid. It is not compulsory. As there is a substitute for the Salatul Jummah, that if you miss Salatul Jummah, then you pray Zuhar Salat. Likewise, if you miss Salatul Eid, or you are not able to pray Salatul Eid, the substitute Eid, you must just pray 2 rakat. 2 rakat of Nafal Salat. And mothers and sisters, I want to clarify this, that on Eid day, they are praying 2 rakat, making niyat of the Eid Salat. There is no Eid Salat for the mothers and sisters for the ladies in first place. There is no Eid Salat separately for them. They cannot pray Eid Salat by themselves, making niyat, oh Allah, I'm praying these two rakat nafal Eid Salat. No. For Eid Salat, it is conditioned, it has to be behind the Imam. And if they come to the masjid and pray behind the Imam, then their Salat will be accepted, they will get the reward. But at home, if they pray alone by themselves, then that is not Eid Salat. Rather, they should make the niyah that this is the Salat we are praying, whether it's the Salatul Chas, two rakat, four rakat, or Salatul Shukr, or whatever niyah they can make it, but it should not be Salatul Eid. So if you have four brothers, then you can pray Salatul Eid. If you need a khutbah, I have a very short khutbah, I can forward to you on WhatsApp or text message. Please contact me if you need. But remember, you need four brothers to have Salatul Jummah. Otherwise, you just pray individually, two rakat or four rakat, nafar salat, chas salat, whatever, and hope Allah will grant you the same reward as the Salatul Eid, because we are restricted and we are not able to do so, and Allah understand our restrictions. Allah is very merciful. Inshallah, Allah will grant us all the sawab and reward. Please forgive me if I have done anything, said anything during my talks the whole month of Ramadan, and I really appreciate your presence and your effort coming and listening my bayan and talk. It really encouraged me. Inshallah, after the Ramadan, as I mentioned yesterday also, from the 4th of June 4th, Thursday, every Thursday evening, we will have the tafsir of the Quran. We will start Surah Al-Baqarah from the beginning, Alif Lam Mim Zalik. Inshallah, the time will be 9:30 to 10 o'clock every Thursday after Maghrib. Starting from June 4th, I'm going to send an email. Same ID and same password will continue. The password used to use during the month of Ramadan, same will be for this weekly dars and the tafsir as well. May Allah accept all of our efforts. So brothers and sisters, want to put fitra is $7 per person, and that outside the box at the cape, you can come and drop it. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.